وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the value of life from an Islamic perspective and from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi assalam. There are various types of life in Islam. Now, contrary to the legal system, in the Islamic legal system, we don't talk about the right to live. It does not only refer to the physical life. Although compared to other creatures, a great significance obviously has been given and attached to mankind's physical or material life, and its obviously rank is higher than that of animals and plants, man enjoys a spiritual life. So if we look at him, he has a spiritual dimension as much as a physical dimension, and both of them need to be looked at separately. So man's spiritual life deserves more significance. Now, you might be wondering, how does that make sense? Inshallah, as we go on, maybe the picture will become a lot clearer. It enjoys much higher rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking about a different dimension here, not just the physical life. He's also talking about the spiritual life of mankind, be it male or be it a female. And Allah states a good life, a life of happiness and a life of prosperity. A good life is that what makes human discreet from other creatures, right? Because other creatures do not have the concept of a good life. I mean, have you seen a cat? It doesn't care where it sleeps and what it eats. We're a human being, it's not the same, right? It is a sign of man's merit compared to other creatures. That's what differentiates and separates man from other creatures. And that's only because he has a spiritual aspect and a spiritual dimension to him. Because access to the spiritual life is only possible by mankind. Other creatures don't have the capacity to access or to channel themselves through their spiritual self. That's obviously something preserved for human beings. And because of that, other creatures do not benefit from it. I mean, what would they do with it? They have no obligations. Where we as human beings, we obviously have a benefit in that. The importance of man's material life and the reason for equalizing it to the life of all mankind is that God determines right to live for each individual, so that while enjoying the divine gift and benefiting from talents bestowed upon him, man can continue the evaluation and development towards his spiritual perfection. So not only does he need to care about his body, but he also needs to care about his spirituality, and both need to be preserved for a person. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, because we said that man can continue the evaluation and his development towards his spiritual perfection, so not only can he develop in terms of physical, but he also can develop in aspects of his spirituality. Therefore, killing a man and depriving him of his life means violating, or it is a violation of realities of mankind, which is the divine gift, and there's obviously the spiritual sense of a person, and that which he connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, which what we said, it's a gift from Allah, because he said, I have blown into him from myself. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. So Allah gave him that aspect, and through that aspect, we can evolve and move towards perfection. So sometimes we do seem and think that if we are feeding a person, giving him a house, and taking care of his physical and body, then we have done the job. Obviously not. That's far from true. How about his spiritual and his mental state that needs to be taken care of? Now, we live in a world where the world itself is neglecting the soul and the spiritual aspect of a person, and they are coming to the needs of his desires and his material wants. By doing so, we end up killing his spirituality. And sometimes, obviously, that's something that I and you are doing to ourselves as well. Because we indulge so much in this world, we neglect the spiritual side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, as a human being, there are two types of life. There's the physical life and the spiritual life. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, you read in many verses, he said, and he talks to people, he says, go to the Prophet, or he talks to the Prophet, he says, teach them and bring them back to life. I mean, how does the Prophet bring people to life? Lima yuhyihim, the Quran said, to that which brings them to life. Obviously, Allah is not talking about the Prophet being a magician, a creator, bringing the dead back from the graves. No, he's talking about that human beings, they might be living, they might be eating and breathing, but in terms of spirituality, in terms of the soul, they could be dead. That need to be revived. So that is also something that me and you, when we are dealing with other fellow human beings, that we should not only concentrate and heavily invest into the materialistic world and aspect of man, but we also need to come to his need when it comes to his spiritual aspects. And this is sometimes something that we do with our kids. As parents, we seem to bring them wherever they need and wherever they, desire. And we think that we've done our job. You know, I've given my kids, I've given my family everything. Well, surely in terms of materialistic matter, what about spiritually? Because the Quran specifically talks about two types of life, the spiritual life and the physical life. Both lives needs to be respected, preserved, and safeguarded. Thank you for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله